got that dope.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Radio Sangam. I'm Junaid, I'm here with you till 9 a.m. this morning. And as promised, I had a very special guest on the show today, and it's Roach Killer. Assalamu alaikum. And very good morning to you. And yeah, this was bound to happen, I think. Our phone lines are a little bit down. I'll try and sort them out in a minute, and then we'll speak to Roach Killer. And I will try and get him on air again. And very good morning.
Good morning.
We finally got you. I think the call dropped. We had some technical issues, but we started now.
Welcome
to the Breakfast Show, Roach.
Thank you for having me.
Well. And you're not a stranger to Radio Sangam. We've done many interviews with you in the past. I think you've met Tanveer and the team on various events as well. And obviously, yeah. I've had you on my show before as well. So,
of course.
The reason we've got you on today is because you've released your second album after 10 years.
Yes.
It has been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I've been in the game for a long time, and it's not like I've dropped the album after 10 years and I've disappeared. I mean, in between the albums, I've dropped so many tracks, I've worked with so many people, but I think...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you've dropped so many hits in between.
Yes. So it was only right, like at the end of the decade, I think it was right for the fans. They deserve more than one work at, you know, one piece of work at a time. So I just wanted to just showcase a different side of Roach Killer, as well as the fact that I've gotten not just as an artist, but I've gotten into the production, music production side of it. So the whole album was actually produced by me myself. So you know, I was very excited to let people hear the sound.
Which I think is very important, because if you're producing your own songs, then you can put them out the way you want. I mean, you're not relying on somebody else, and you're not giving them the vision. You have the vision, and you can produce it yourself. And if you're talented in that way, and if you can produce your own album, why not?
Exactly. I mean, what happens is sometimes, like you said, when the vision's in your mind, it's hard to relay that vision to somebody else. So when you're doing it yourself, you obviously have that, you know, the ability to portray that vision to the perfection that, you know, how you see it in your mind as best as you can, really.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, the whole reason why I wanted to produce the whole album myself.
Yeah. So we've already got quite a few questions here for you, Roach, because I told the listeners you'll be on air with me today. And we've got a question from Shabana here. She's saying that... Shabana said, which is your favorite song of your own? That's a tough question.
Of my own, from the album or in general?
No, in general. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That is very
tough. I mean, I love every song that I do, and every song means, you know, something to me. But I would say, so, you know, in my career, one of my favorites, not the favorite, but one of my favorites that stands above a lot of them, it would be Yara Dil Dara, because... I mean, that was my first track into this theme that kind of catapulted me into the, you know, the limelight. And the fact that the story that I'm telling on that track is actually true. So that holds value to me because it, you know, the song actually is something personal to me.
Yeah, yeah. And also, we've got another listener. She's saying, any chance of going back to the Dil De De and Din Raat style of romantic songs for us hopeless romantics for Valentine's 2020?
Definitely. You know what, I'm a romantic guy as well, in my heart. So yeah, definitely. You know, I'll keep that in mind and definitely we'll do something according to that.
Okay. So tell me more about the album, Roach. What kind of sound can if our listeners have not, obviously the album was released on the 7th of November. And if our listeners have not had the chance yet to listen to the album, obviously I've been playing the song with that one that you features with yourself and Sarmad Kadir, Tell Me What You Want. If they've not had the chance to listen to the whole album, what kind of sound can they expect?
Well, the thing is, like I said, the album is, it's a body of work which features different sides of Roach Killer, different shades of Roach Killer. So, you know, usually when we do a track per track, you know, usually what happens is you're doing kind of like commercials on the songs, like, you know, for the radio, for the masses, for everybody to kind of enjoy. But when you do an album, you get to deliver not just a song for the radio or for the commercial population. It's, you know, you have different sides. So you have a Dukhi song, you have a, you know, like a Punjabi rap gangster type of song, you have a party track, you have, you know, romantic songs. So it's basically 8 brand new tracks, and it's something for everybody. You know, not everybody's gonna like every song, but I definitely guarantee you, you're gonna like a few songs that you can relate to. Something like Shooting Star. You know, I've taken, like, you know, because I've worked with so many big artists in the industry on so many songs, this album was actually about Roach Killer himself and as well as pushing new talent to the forefront. So on the track Shooting Star, we have an artist called Shivankar. Okay. And he's from Chandigarh, India. And he's never ever done an original track. All he's ever done was cover songs.
Alright, okay.
So I loved his voice, so I wanted to kind of bring him to the forefront and showcase how good he is as a talent. And so I featured him on the track. Then you got Happy Singh, who actually wrote the Naseeb Bilal track for me on the album Care For You. And so I featured him on the track as well, called Drake Song. He's written that as well. So, you know, there's new talent I'm pushing to the forefront. Obviously, Blitz is one, you know, so he's like family. So we've done track Going Apart 2. You've got you know, a rapper from Mohali, India, called Sikandar Kalon, who's upcoming as well. So again, like the whole album, I wanted to showcase the fact that you don't need big names to make good timeless music. It's not about that. It's about the creativity and the passion that you have. So that's what this album is about, really.
Exactly. And it's about giving a chance to them artists who don't really get chance, you know, because the music industry is very, very difficult. I mean, you'll know yourself, it's very, very tough in the music industry, and these up and coming artists, they don't usually get a chance, because most people will only collaborate with them if they've got, like, you know, thousands and thousands of people following them. If they're not known in the game, nobody will really want to collaborate with them. And I really respect you for that, for giving a chance to these young, new talents that, you know, people don't really want to know unless they've done something big, or unless they're in the limelight. People are like, yeah, I'll work with you. But, you know, I really respect you for that, because you're giving people a chance, you know, giving them a platform, you know, in a way.
Of course. I mean, when I came into the scene, I mean, I was a new kid on the block, and, you know, a lot of people gave me a chance because they appreciated the talent. So I think it's only right for me to give back to the community, give back to the scene, and not just on this album, but after the album as well. I have a lot of young talent that I'm working with and I'm going to be pushing to the forefront. So, I mean, like, that's why I kind of got into the production, because not just being the artist, but also being a producer, I understand what people want to do, and I can understand the people's vision, and I want to help them achieve the goals that I set for myself, that I achieved. And, you know, if I can help them hop over a few hurdles without falling, then, you know, I'd love to do that for them.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we've got another question now. So somebody's saying, have you ever dealt with performance anxiety?
I'm, you know what, to be honest, I've been performing in front of people since probably, I would say, since eight years old. So I don't remember back then having anxiety, but yeah, I mean, even before every show, it's not anxiety, it's like you get butterflies in your stomach because, you know, you're about to do something, but it's like more passion and excitement rather than anxiety. And when you get in front of the stage, in front of people,
yeah,
it's like our playground, and you know, we thrive and live for that. So if people do have the anxiety, it's not a bad thing. It's just, it's a form of excitement that you want to deliver your best performance to the public.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, all you got to do is just take a deep breath, believe in yourself, and step on that stage and kill it.
Definitely. The question I wanted to ask you was, why did you name the album Verified? Where did that come from?
The album's name Verified is because I've been in the game for over a decade, and I've delivered hits after hits after hits, so it's only right that I don't really need a blue tick to be a verified artist. Oh, yeah. I am certainly verified.
You certainly don't need a blue tick, Roach Killer, I can tell you that. Yeah. you're already verified. You've been in the game for so many years. And you're right.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a blue tick to be verified. That is true.
Exactly.
That is true.
That's why the album called Verified.
So the same person is saying that the Yara Dildara song was then Happy Ending. Going back to the Yara Dildara song.
The happy ending, yes, it was a happy ending, but in the long run it was tragic, so so you know, it started off kind of sad, then it became happy, then it ended kind of sad, but that's life.
There you go. Roach has answered your question there for you. So I want to ask you, Roach, so what drew you to the music industry? You know, you said you've been performing since the age of 10. So what was it that, you know, drew you yourself into the music industry?
I personally think I was born to do this. So wherever, however it would have been, I know I would have been into the music. I think what it was in my household, my dad, you know, he used to walk around singing Bollywood songs and you know, Punjabi music in the house. My mom used to play a lot of ghazals from Ghulam Ali.
Because you grew up in Libya, didn't you?
Yes, I grew up in Libya, and you know, obviously over there a lot of Arabic music we used to listen to.
Yeah.
Even so, I was you know, I was like very in like religious schools. I used to, you know, do azan, I used to do tilawat and stuff, so
yeah,
it was always like a very melodious mind frame, melodious surroundings around me.
Yeah.
So that kind of drew me into just melodies and stuff. And that's why if you hear my music, it's a lot of melody.
Yeah.
And all the melodies are compositions of my upbringing. So whether I was born in Libya, grew up in Canada, you know, the reggae music, the hip hop, the Punjabi music, Spanish, Arabic, all that stuff composes, you know, you know, a combination of all those genres and all those experiences of life that kind of really allow me to deliver what I deliver.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And then obviously you went to Canada from there, and you spent many years in Canada, and that's where you met Gary Sandu, I believe.
No, I met Gary Sandu over here in 2011. They approached me to do a track, and when I heard the track, it was Dildede. And to be honest, first when I heard the track, I was like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to do this. And because Gary was a new artist, and you know, I was just like, I don't know, I'm not really sure about the song, it's okay. But then Surinder Rutten was producing the song, so he was like, no, bro, you should do the track. And you know, to my surprise, we did the track, and the track done really, really, really well, and it lifted Gary Sandu's career to become the, you know, the star that he is today.
Exactly, yeah, he's a massive star now. Somebody's asking me here that, are you going to do another collab with Bilal Saeed anytime soon?
Collaborations are always open to me. I mean, you know, if something works out, we'll definitely do something. But the one we've done, Lethal Combination, was a massive success. And, you know, until then, guys, enjoy that.
And somebody else is asking, who are you inspired by? Your music career.
I'm inspired by so many people. I mean, you could take people like Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan Saab. I'm inspired by him. Like I said, mentioned earlier, my mom used to listen to Ghulam Ali a lot. So I really, really like Ghulam Ali Saab with the ghazals and stuff. Obviously, in the music business, like in the reggae music, obviously, I was inspired by Apache Indian, Bob Marley. Hip-hop was like Tupac, Biggie. So there's so many different influences that I grew up to. Like in the 90s, I was listening to a lot of the Bali Sagu from the UK. You know, obviously the Punjabi groups like Achanak, Hira, Alap. So many different, you know, inspirations that I had. Obviously, you can't forget one of my main inspirations, Jazzy B. Big shout out going out to him.
Yeah.
Speaking of him, I've got a producer song for Jazzy's next single.
All right.
And I'm featured on it as well. It's called All Eyes On Me. So that should be coming up sooner than later. We've already shot the video and everything.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you know, there's so many different inspirations that I have. And I'm so humbled to be able to work with some of them, obviously.
Yeah.
Such as Jazz B or Apache Indian, you know.
And what I really like, Roach, is what I've seen on your feeds as well, is that, you know, a lot of artists supporting your album. I mean, you don't get that because I know in the music industry, everybody's like, I'm going to try and be better than him. I'm going to try and do better than him. But a lot of artists are shouting you out and, you know, supporting your album. And that's a rare thing. You don't really get... I've never seen that, to be honest with you. Other big artists, like you mentioned, Jazzy B, giving you a shout out and saying, look, guys, go and support Roach. Check out his new album, Verified. And that is really nice to see in the music industry.
Of course, I think what it is over the years I've gained that respect from the, you know, the established artists for them to be able to shout me out to say, go support the album because they believe in the talent, they believe in the artist, they believe in the, you know, that I'm a respectful artist, not somebody who's just trying to come today and gone tomorrow. I've solidified myself in the industry as, you know, an A-list artist. So for them to support me, that just shows right, just that. You know, you have, if you go on my Instagram or my social, you have Jazz B, Jazz Dami, Karan Ojla, Deep Jandu, you know, Tasha Ta, Juggy D. I mean, the list goes, Apache Indian, the list goes on and on of artists that are supporting the album. So I think that's an important role to showcase that there should be unity in the scene, that everybody should be united rather than divided. And yes, competition is healthy, but it shouldn't be competitive by stepping over people. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I definitely agree with you with that because I've seen a lot of that in the music industry and I think it's not right. I mean, I think all artists, everybody has a different genre and style of music, so they should all support each other, you know.
100%.
So, you know, all music artists, they don't do the same style of singing or producing, so I think they should all really support each other, I think, in the music industry.
100%. 100%. That's why I've collaborated with so many different people, because not everybody is my style of music, but, you know, it's just the fact that it just shows that two worlds coming together and, you know, cross-promoting each other from my fan base to their fan base. And I think it's fun. And that just transitions into the music, and then people enjoy the music because you could tell that we've had fun making it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a question here. I don't know if you're going to be ready for this, Roach, but somebody has said that they've seen you freestyle rapping on the internet. And I said, can you please do maybe a minute of freestyle rapping for us today on Radio Sangam's Breakfast Show, if you're up for it? I mean, I can
drop a few bars.
I can give you a beat. Shall we do it?
No, I can do it a cappella. That's not a problem, so people can understand the lyrics.
I can give you a beat as well in the background if you want.
Sure, if you think you got a beat for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it then.
That's it. Yeah. Roach Killer Sangam Radio. And it go like this, yo. Yo, 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 Munda Sina Tarke, Pangil and the Janake, Kende Menu Killa Jete Java Menu Janade, Mame Vipe Janade, Dinne Anna Arde, Mode de Machaki Eke, Seven Marde, Kali Gali the Shore, Kemene Menu Road, Pere City Majava, Loki Ponde in the Shore. Chandigarh lo diyan lo hor Punjabi rap saadi boli saadi vakri tour bode te banduk rakhi aava main tour kar Mumbai Delhi java main club ch rule kar I'm the king I'm the raja kisi ko na main dara but on the dance floor main kudi di baan phala hey hey hey
Mr. Roach Killer, wow, that was amazing. I love that. I think we should do that live in the studio at some point as well.
Definitely. I think we should do acoustic versions and we should do definitely something live.
Definitely. I mean, the next time, if you're ever in the West Yorkshire region, you know, give me a shout and we'll get you in the studio and, you know, we'll do something live in the studio as well.
Sounds good.
Roach, thank you very much for taking time out this morning and coming onto the breakfast show here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
No, you're always welcome on Radio Sangam. And your song, Tell Me What You Want, with Sarmad Kadir, is my track of the week this week.
Awesome.
So if you want to introduce the song, I'll hit the play button for you.
Sounds good. Yo, it's your boy Roach Killer. Listen to, you're on Sangam Radio with your boy Roach Killer and Junaid. Thank you so much for always supporting me. All the people, all the fans, thank you so much for listening to the album and supporting and giving all that so much love. If you haven't heard it, please go listen to it. It's on Jukebox on YouTube, so you can listen to it for free. Otherwise, this is the tune, the first single off the album called Tell Me What You Want, featured Sarmad Kadir. Oh, baby.
There you go. That was Roach Killer. And just before you go, Roach, what are you? Where can people follow you on social media? On Instagram, what's your social media handles?
Instagram, mine is at Roach Killer Official. On Twitter, it's at Roach Killer 1. Facebook, you can just find me as Roach Killer. And, you know, just go and support the album, support the music, and just show some love. And let me know what your favorite song is and what video you want to see next.
Make sure you do that. And this is my track of the week. Tell Me What You Want.